Welcome to Alchemist Tribune Deep Dives, hosted by the Academic Renegade. We're here to share insights and analysis from the latest articles in the Alchemist Tribune. Each week, we explore how doctorate holders are transforming academic expertise into entrepreneurial success. Let's dive in.
Good morning, listeners. Today, we're exploring a fascinating transition that many of our audience members either have experienced or are contemplating: the journey from academia to entrepreneurship. Our focus is on a compelling article from the Alchemist Tribune titled From Scholars to Startups, Navigating the Entrepreneurial Shift for PhD Graduates.
Absolutely, and this is such a timely topic. We're seeing a significant shift in career trajectories for PhD graduates who are increasingly looking beyond traditional academic roles. The article frames this transition beautifully as standing at the edge of a vast, uncharted territory, armed with a wealth of knowledge, but unsure of how to navigate this new landscape. I think many of our listeners can relate to that sentiment.
Indeed. What struck me most about this piece was how it articulates the fundamental cultural shift required when moving from academia to entrepreneurship. In academia, success is often measured by publications, citations, and grant funding, creating a somewhat structured environment with clear metrics. But entrepreneurship demands an entirely different focus. It's about solving real-world problems and creating tangible value.
That's a critical distinction. In academia, the end goal is often knowledge creation for its own sake, which is valuable and necessary. But in entrepreneurship, you're creating knowledge or solutions that must translate directly to market value. This requires not just a shift in activities, but in fundamental mindset. As the article quotes, entrepreneurship is about solving problems, not just creating products.
And this mindset shift can be particularly challenging for academics who've spent years in a system that rewards deep specialization and theoretical exploration. Suddenly, they need to think broadly about practical applications, market needs, and creating scalable solutions. It's like speaking an entirely different language.
Exactly. The article mentions embracing uncertainty as the new normal, which I find particularly insightful. Academia certainly has its uncertainties. Grant funding isn't guaranteed. Publications might be rejected. But entrepreneurship introduces an entirely different level of unpredictability. Markets shift, competitors emerge, funding sources dry up. The ability to adapt quickly becomes essential.
What I appreciate about this piece is that while it acknowledges these challenges, it also highlights the transferable skills that PhD graduates bring to entrepreneurship. These aren't just incremental advantages. They can be transformative in the right context.
Absolutely. Let's break down some of these transferable skills. First, there's critical thinking and problem solving. PhD graduates have spent years developing the ability to analyze complex situations, identify core issues, and develop methodical approaches to solving them. This analytical mindset is invaluable in the business world, where complex problems abound.
Then there's research skills. The capacity to gather information, analyze data, and draw meaningful conclusions is central to making informed business decisions. Market research, competitive analysis, trend forecasting, these are all areas where academic research skills translate beautifully into business contexts.
Don't forget organizational skills developed through project management. Successfully completing a dissertation requires incredible discipline, planning, and resource management, all essential entrepreneurial skills. Many PhD graduates have juggled teaching, research, publication deadlines, and administrative duties simultaneously, which prepares them well for the many hats entrepreneurs must wear.
That's an excellent point. I'd add that PhD graduates have developed remarkable resilience through the dissertation process. They've learned to persevere through setbacks, incorporate feedback constructively, and refine their work iteratively, all vital entrepreneurial qualities.
The article also emphasizes networking, which presents another significant shift for many academics. In my experience, academic networking often centers around a specific research interests and can be somewhat insular. Entrepreneurial networking, by contrast, requires building relationships across diverse disciplines and industries.
Yes, and the article makes a compelling case for the power of connections in business. There's that great quote: "It's not just what you know, but who you know that matters." Academic success can sometimes be achieved through individual brilliance, but entrepreneurial success almost always requires collaborative relationships. Building those networks demands time, authenticity, and reciprocity.
I particularly appreciated the article's strategies for effective networking. attending conferences, joining online forums, and actively engaging rather than just observing. These practical steps can help academics begin building their entrepreneurial network even before making a full transition.
Absolutely. And speaking of practical steps, the article addresses head-on one of the biggest barriers many academics face when considering entrepreneurship, the fear of failure. In academia, failure often means rejected papers or unsuccessful grant applications. In entrepreneurship, failure can mean lost investments, failed products, or even business closure. That's a significant psychological hurdle.
The Henry Ford quote in the article really resonates here. Failure is simply the opportunity to begin again, this time more intelligently. Reframing failure as a learning opportunity rather than a terminal outcome is crucial for academics making this transition.
This ties directly to another major challenge the article identifies: financial management. In academia, funding typically comes through established channels like grants or institutional budgets. In entrepreneurship, you're suddenly responsible for securing capital, managing cash flow, and ensuring sustainable revenue streams. That requires an entirely different set of skills.
And let's be honest, many PhD programs don't provide much financial management training. Academics often develop grant writing skills, but may have limited experience with business loans, equity financing, or revenue modeling. This knowledge gap can feel overwhelming.
That's why the article's emphasis on crafting a robust business plan is so valuable. A well-structured business plan forces you to think through these financial questions systematically, defining your target market, detailing funding strategies, and creating financial projections. It's like a research proposal, but with commercial viability at its center.
What I found particularly insightful was the section on innovation and using research as a competitive advantage. For academics transitioning to entrepreneurship, their research expertise isn't something to leave behind. It's potentially their greatest asset.
Exactly. The article frames this beautifully. Academic research can be transformed into practical business solutions. We've seen numerous examples of this. Companies like Google emerged from academic research, as did countless biotech and pharmaceutical innovations. Academic depth can become a significant market differentiator.
I'm reminded of the work being done at university technology transfer offices, which help academics commercialize their research. These institutional bridges between academia and industry can be valuable resources for PhD graduates considering entrepreneurship.
Absolutely. And for those who aren't ready to make a complete transition, the article offers valuable guidance on balancing academia and entrepreneurship simultaneously. This is increasingly common: academics who maintain some university affiliation while developing entrepreneurial ventures.
That balance requires careful boundary management. As the article notes through Betsy Jacobson's quote, balance is not better time management, but better boundary management. Setting clear demarcations between academic responsibilities and entrepreneurial activities is essential.
The time management strategies highlighted in the article apply equally well to academics juggling multiple roles: prioritizing tasks, using organizational tools, setting realistic goals, and learning to delegate. These practices can help prevent burnout while pursuing dual paths.
What's particularly encouraging is how the article frames the integration of academic pursuits with business goals. Rather than seeing these as competing interests, it presents them as potentially complementary, where academic expertise informs business innovation and business challenges inspire new research questions.
This integrated approach can create a virtuous cycle where each domain enriches the other. We're seeing this in fields like artificial intelligence, where academic researchers founding startups can maintain connections to cutting-edge research while applying it to real-world problems.
I also appreciate that the article acknowledges the emotional journey involved in this transition. Moving from a familiar academic environment to the uncertainty of entrepreneurship requires not just skill development, but emotional resilience and identity adjustment.
That's such an important point. Many academics derive significant identity from their research specialty and institutional affiliation. Entrepreneurship often requires broadening that identity and finding value in different types of contributions. That psychological transition can be as challenging as the practical aspects.
What advice would you give to PhD graduates contemplating this transition, based on your own observations and experiences?
I'd suggest starting small and testing the waters before making a complete leap. Consult for businesses in your field of expertise, participate in commercialization projects within your university, or join entrepreneurship programs designed specifically for academics. These incremental steps can help build confidence and skills without requiring an immediate identity shift.
Excellent advice. I'd add that finding mentors who have successfully made this transition can be invaluable. They can provide not just practical guidance, but emotional support during challenging moments. And as the article emphasizes, building a diverse network that includes both academic and entrepreneurial connections creates a foundation for success.
I'd also recommend embracing the mindset shifts early. Start thinking about how your research could solve practical problems. Consider market applications even while conducting theoretical work. This bridging mindset makes the eventual transition much smoother.
And perhaps most importantly, recognize that this journey is increasingly common. The traditional academic career path is evolving, and creating ventures that translate scholarly knowledge into practical impact represents an exciting frontier. PhD graduates are uniquely positioned to excel in this space.
That's so well said. For listeners who are interested in exploring this topic further, what resources would you recommend beyond this article?
There are several excellent books specifically addressing this transition, including The Professor Is In by Karen Kelsky, which discusses alternative careers for academics, and The Lean Startup by Eric Ries, which provides a methodology for testing business ideas efficiently. A valuable approach for academics used to hypothesis testing.
Many universities now offer entrepreneurship centers and programs specifically designed for researchers. Organizations like the National Science Foundation's iCORE program provide training for scientists looking to commercialize their work, and online communities like PhD to CEO connect academics making similar transitions.
I'd also recommend the Alchemist Tribune itself, which consistently publishes thought-provoking content on this intersection of academia and entrepreneurship. Their case studies of successful transitions can be particularly inspiring.
Absolutely. This article exemplifies the Alchemist Tribune's commitment to bridging academic expertise with entrepreneurial action. It provides both practical guidance and the psychological framing necessary for successful transitions.
To summarize the key takeaways, moving from academia to entrepreneurship requires a significant mindset shift. From publication to problem solving. PhD graduates bring valuable transferable skills, including critical thinking, research abilities, and organizational skills. Building strong networks and managing financial challenges are crucial steps in the journey. And maintaining work-life balance through effective boundary management is essential, particularly for those balancing dual roles.
For our listeners contemplating this transition, remember that you're not abandoning your academic training. You're applying it in new and potentially more impactful ways. Your research skills and specialized knowledge can become powerful competitive advantages in the entrepreneurial landscape.
Thanks for joining us on Alchemist Tribune Deep Dives. We're the Academic Renegade Crew, reminding you that your doctorate is more than a degree. It's your launchpad to entrepreneurial success. For more insights, visit us at the Alchemist Tribune, where we're bridging the gap between academia and enterprise. Until next time, keep innovating.